现在看以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
55章。
Chapter 55.
以赛亚书的55章。
Isaiah 55.
第6节到第7节。
From verse 6 to verse 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
这里说，趁着神可寻找的时候，要寻找他。
Here it says, to seek the Lord while he may be found.
这个表示寻求神是一个机会。
This means that to be able to seek the Lord is an opportunity.
那这个机会很可能会过去。
And this opportunity may pass us by.
当主耶稣再来，已经太慢了。
When the Lord Jesus comes again, it will be too late.
就好像挪亚那个方舟门关了，就已经太慢了。
And just as when the Noah's Ark store was closed, then it was too late for all the people to enter the ark.
看到才信，已经太慢了。
When those people see the events and then they believe, it was too late.
在听到的时候就信，我们就有得救的希望。
But those who believe upon hearing the gospel will have hope of salvation.
那第二个就是，当我们生命结束了，就已经太慢了。
Secondly, when our life comes to its end, then we are too late.
所以有时候我们看到一些慕道朋友，我们替他着急，他不会着急。
So sometimes when you look at some true seekers and they still are not urgently trying to get baptized and we are very anxious for them.
我们有一个101岁的慕道者在圣地亚哥。
We had a true seeker that was age 101.
我们每次看到他都很高兴。
Every time we see her, we are very joyful.
他也很高兴来教会。
And she's also very joyful to come to church.
他说教会这么多年轻人，我很少这样看到。
When she came to church, she said, I've never seen a church with so many youth.
那教会里面很温暖。
And it is also very warm when she comes to church.
大大小小对她都很好。
And everyone, great or small, treat her with a lot of respect and kindness.
上一次灵恩会叫她洗礼说水太冷。
Last time when we asked her to get baptized, she said it was too cold in the water.
秋天水热一点。
And she said the waters in the autumn may be warmer.
想不到差不多一个多月前了。
But unexpectedly, about 1 month ago,
我们教会信徒要去载她。
When our members were going to pick her up,
结果为什么没人接电话呢
？But why did he not answer his phone？
那就开到他家的门口去按铃。
And then they went to the door and rang the doorbell.
媳妇就出来开门。
And then the daughter-in-law came to open the door.
说昨天晚上离世了。
And said that he had already passed away last night.
101岁。
He was 101.
他已经到了门口了，就进去就好了。
He was already at the door of salvation. All he had to do was enter.
那是可以寻找的时候。
And this was a time of grace for him to seek God while he could.
但是他一延迟，那个机会就过去了。
But when he delayed, his opportunity went and gone.
那神要接纳什么样的人？
But what kind of person would the Lord receive?
如果神只能接纳好人我们都不够资格。
If God only receives the good and righteous, then none of us stand a chance.
就好像好学校都要接纳这个顶尖的。
Just as the good colleges only want to accept the cream of the crop.
所以被接纳的人很得意，我比大家好。
And so those who are accepted are delighted that they have been considered the cream of the crop.
那不能被接纳，有时候就自卑。哎呀，我进不去。
But those who have been rejected will feel very sad that they have been rejected.
但是神接纳人。
But God receives all people.
他不是说因为你好，我接纳你。
He does not receive us because we are good or we have any merits.
神本身是完全的。
Because God is perfect himself.
如果照他的标准，没有一个达得到。
If he was to use his measure against us, none of us will measure up to his standard.
我们的义，后面也有讲了，都是污秽的。
Our righteousness is all rags in front of him.
我们的好在神面前都不好。
All the good that we consider to be good is not good in front of him.
他太完全了。
Because he is too perfect, too wonderful.
那为什么神要理我们这些人？
And why is it that God will want to be with us, want to accept us?
如果我们看以赛亚书来 在描写神。
If we look at the book of Isaiah to describe God.
我们先看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
十五节。
Verse 15.Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as a small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing.
这里说万民都像水桶的一滴。
It states that nations are a drop in a bucket.
一滴水啊，在海洋里面算什么？
What is a drop of water counted as in the ocean?
在天平上的微尘。
It is like a dust on the scales.
我们没有看到微尘。
Can we even see the dust in front of us? We can't.
有没有微尘？
Is there dust in front of us?
有。
Yes.
那为什么看不到？
But why can we not see the dust?
太小了。
Because we're so minuscule.
所以那微尘掉在天平啊，不起不作用了，指针不会动的。
And so when the dust falls upon the scales, it will not change the scales in any way because it has no weight.
不管人比人多这么伟大。
No matter how we compare ourselves with another.
在神面前都是微尘。
In front of God, we're simply dust.
那十七节。
And verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless.
万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看不及虚无，乃是虚空。这里说万民在神看起来是虚空的，好像没有一样。
Here it says that all nations to him are like nothing, as if it's empty.
所以神太伟大，人太小了。
And so God is so great, and humans are so small.
那如果这么微小的一个人哦，那神怎么会理人呢？
And if we're so minuscule, then why is it that God is so mindful of us?
所以有时候我们就看到朋友啦，如果越来越成功哈，那他就发现好像距离越来越远。
Sometimes we may find that our friends become more and more successful. It seems that our distance to them becomes greater and greater.
这是人跟神，人跟人的感觉。
And this is the feeling that we have among humans.
那神为什么要理人呢？
But why is it that God, the lofty God, want to be with us?
只有一个原因，就是神的怜悯。
And there's only one reason, it's due to his compassion.
不是人配的。
It is not that we are worthy of him.
是因为神的怜悯。
It is because of God's compassion for us.
那五十五章哈，那第七节。
And then in Isaiah 55 verse 7.
说恶人要离弃自己的道路。
Here says the wicked will forsake his ways.
不义的人除掉自己的意念，归向神。
And the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord.
那神就要怜恤他。
And he will have mercy on him.
要归向神，因为神广行赦免。
And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
那这里讲说恶人不义的人，其实神都要接纳他。
And here states that even the wicked, God will receive them.
有时候我们常常想我不是恶人。
Many times we refuse to believe that we are part of the wicked people.
我也没有杀人，我也没有放火。
We do not burn any houses. We do not commit any bad deeds.
我没有问题。
We don't murder anyone, so we don't have any problems.
但就像一个弟兄在 NYTS 见证。
But one time there was this young brother that testified in NYTS.
那一次他祷告很迫切。
And that time he had a very deep prayer.
圣灵感动他见证他所犯的罪。
And then the Holy Spirit moved him to testify of all the sins he had committed.
他就从十诫第一诫讲到第十诫。
And he testified of all the sins he committed from the first commandment to the tenth commandment.
他的结论是我们每一条都在犯。
And his conclusion was all of us are committing our sins against God every day.
而且天天犯罪。
And every day we violate his commands.
所以这些罪积起来我们也不算好人。
And when all these sins are accumulated before God, we are not considered righteous anymore.
都是不是义人。
None of us are righteous, no, not one.
所以我们要怎么才能够跟神建立正常的关系呢？
So then how can we reconcile this relationship with God?
有时候我们常常想很难神这么圣洁，这么高，这么伟大，我们算什么？神怎么会 听我的祷告。
Many times we lose hope. We think, well, God is so great. He's so righteous. He's so perfect. How can he even listen to my little prayer?
所以我们把跟神不能建立的关系，这个最后的原因都是因为神太完全，太伟大。
And so we pin the problem why we cannot have a close relationship with God on God himself, that he is too perfect for us.
但是这个第七节、第八节就讲几个动词。第一个要离弃。
But here, in verse 7, here is several verbs that we are to take, some actions. First one is to forsake.
好，再来是啊，除掉自己的意念。
And second is to cast out his thoughts.
那再来归向神。
And third verb is to return to God.
就是三个动作。
And these are the three actions we must take.
如果我们愿意做这三个动作，
if we are willing to take these three actions,
那神就必怜恤他。
Then the Lord God shall have mercy on him.
所以神就回转了，人跟神的关系就好了。
And when God returns back to us, our relationship with him is reconciled.
所以到最后最困难不是神啊，是我们。
And so the difficult point is not lying with God, it's lying with us.
我们第一个，我知道不知道我自己在神面前有什么不义。
Firstly, do we recognize that we have any sins where we have fallen short of God?
我自己有没有什么罪？
What sins have I committed and trespassed against him?
就是第一个我们要知道。
This is the first thing we must do to examine ourselves.
那第二个，
Secondly,
我有没有办法改变我自己？
Is there some way that we can change?
这里讲离弃、除掉、归向。
Here it states to forsake.To turn away and to return to the Lord.
这个三个动词做得到的话，神就怜悯我们，我们跟神的关系就很好。
We can perform these three verbs, and we can reconcile, normalize our relationship with God once more.
那人要怎么能够了解自己？
And so, how can a man consider his ways?
好的，我们如果看第六章，以赛亚书第六章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚书第六章第五。
Isaiah 6 verse 5, So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
这里啊，以赛亚先知说，那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
Here prophet Isaiah says, Woe is me, for I am undone.
为什么？
Why?
我是嘴唇不洁，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
那他为什么那个时候忽然间就觉得我有灾祸了？
Why is it that all of a sudden he recognized that he is a man of unclean lips?
就是第一节到第四节，他就看到撒拉佛在圣殿里面服侍神。
Because from verse 1 to 4, he saw the seraphim serving God in a holy temple.
他服侍非常有力量。
And they were serving with such might and power.
荣光充满着圣殿。
And the glory of God filled the entire tabernacle.
那就在那个至圣的神面前，忽然间我们发现，我们真的是污秽。
And when we are in the presence of the highest God, we find that we are stained within.
在神的光之下，我们就看到自己很多的罪。
Under the light of His glory, we see how wicked and stained we are.
所以我们怎么知道我们跟神的关系很亲近呢？
So how do we know if our relationship with God is very close?
如果我们跟神的关系很亲近，我们对罪很敏感。
If we are very close to God, then we will be very sensitive to sin.
因为神的心在我们里面。
Because God's heart shall abide with our heart.
当我们对自己的罪都不知道没有的时候，就是神已经很远了。
But when we become numb to our own sins, then we have fallen far away from God.
所以一个人要保持自己跟神的关系很好，他就会常常有一个功课要来学习，要有一个目标要来克服。
And therefore, if a person seeks to have a close relationship with God, he will constantly have this task in mind.
就是自己的道路，就道路就是我们的生活方式、想事情、做事情的方式要离弃。
Whether his ways are corrupt in front of God, he has to turn away from these old ways.
那要除掉我们的意念，头脑的意念。
The way he thinks.That is distasteful in front of God.
因为想的不对，我们人才会讲不对，才会做不对。
Because we think ignorantly and sinning against God, that is why we'll speak sinfully.
那这样我们愿意回转，神就怜悯我们。
If we have this heart to turn back to God, then God shall compassion on us.
下面说神广行赦免。
And here is this, that God will have mercy upon all.
所以这个门是向大家打开的。
And so this door is open to everyone.
好，那到底我们在神面前到底应该要怎么来回转？
So how do we really turn ourselves back to God?
好，我们来看57章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 57.
啊，以赛亚书的57章。
Isaiah 57.
十四节
，verse
14，
to verse 15, and one shall say, heap it up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus says a high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这里讲啊，神要住在谁的心里
？Here states, where will God dwell?
要住在谦卑人的心里。
He will dwell with the heart of him who is contrite and humble spirit.
那最谦卑的表现是什么
？And what is the lowliest action?
就是把我们自己压到我是罪人，这样就最谦卑。
It is to debase ourselves to the identity of a sinner, and that is to be humble in front of God.
但对现在人讲，这个很难的。
And it is a difficult challenge to the people of today.
人都很讲究自尊。
Everyone has a dignity.
人要面子。
And they like to have face.
但是在神面前呢，我们没有自尊呢。
But in front of God, what can we speak of our face?
也没有面子。
How can we have any face or any kind of self-dignity before God?
我们太微小了，还有什么自尊
？When we're so minuscule, what is there to consider about self-esteem?
所以在神面前要心灵痛悔谦卑。
But what God values is to have before Him a very contrite and humble spirit.
在哥林多后书说神所要的是什么
？And what does God say in Second Corinthians? What does God desire?
英文叫 godly sorrow， 就是依着神的意思忧愁。
And what God desires is godly sorrow.
就是对我们自己的灵性不能长进，罪恶不能除掉，这样感觉到忧伤，这样就是神所要的。
It is to have sorrow to mourn for our lack of spirituality, lack of ability to change and transform.
因为这个忧伤会产生一种去追求成圣，会追求完全的一个动力。
Because this godly sorrow shall be an impetus for us to chase after and seek after more glorious, more transformation in God.
但是世俗的忧愁会让人死。
But earthly sorrow shall lead us to death.
世俗的忧愁就是有时候在物质上跟社会上的成就一直要跟人比。
And earthly sorrow comes from the loss, sense of loss from not being able to be as good or as better than others in earthly comparisons of material things.
那这样一直比到最后，就我们人就没有办法进步了。
The more we compare, the more we feel we lack, and so we will never improve in our spirituality.
这个忧伤会让人骨头枯干了。
And this earthly sorrow lead us to dry bones.
所以世俗的忧愁是不好的，依着神的意思，忧愁是好的。
So worldly sorrow is not good for us, but the godly sorrow is good for us.
所以这里讲，那至高至上，就再上去没有了。
He says the high and lofty one, meaning there is no one higher than God above.
那他是永远长存的。
And he inhabits eternally.
他是名为圣者的。
Whose name is holy.
他是完全至圣的。
And he is totally and perfectly holy.
那这一位神当然在住在至高的圣所，就是天国。
And so he lives in the highest and lofty place, which is heaven.
他要应许跟我们同住。
Yet he has promised that he's willing to dwell with us.
住在我们心里面。
To dwell in our hearts.
那神住在我们心里面，就是神的国实现了。
And if he's willing to dwell in our hearts, then the kingdom of God has appeared.
神住在我们里面，我们就没有忧虑，没有害怕。
When God dwells in the hearts, then we no longer have any worries or anxieties or fears.
这个就是平安。
And this is called peace.
神住在我们里面。
When God lives in our hearts,
这个罪就没有办法控制我们。
Then the sin can no longer control us.
这个就是自由。
And this is called freedom.
神住在我们里面，心灵就得到满足。
When God lives and dwells in our hearts, we shall be satisfied.
这就是喜乐。
And this is called joy.
自由、平安、喜乐。
We shall have freedom. We shall have peace. And we shall have joy.
这就是幸福。
And this is called bliss.
就是将来在天国的滋味。
And this is the taste of heaven.
那就是我们活在地上可以体验的。
And this is what we can taste now, even though we're on earth.
所以我们信主要追求神跟我同在。
And so when we believe in God, we need to pursue the state of God dwelling within.
但是要经历一个过程。
But this takes time.
忧伤痛悔的心。
We must go through a mourning, period of mourning and weeping.
那这样神就会听我们的祷告。
And then God shall surely hear our prayer.
那以赛亚书五十八章接下去再讲禁食祷告。
And Isaiah 58 goes on to speak of prayer of fasting.
如果祷告没有功效，更进一步的祷告就是禁食祷告。
If we find our prayers to be very weak and ineffective, we need to take the further step of fasting prayer.
那在第三节，五十八章第三节。
And chapter 58, verse 3 says, Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, exploit all your labors.
这个禁食叫做刻苦己心。
To fast means to afflict our souls.
本来神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
It is God's will and pleasure to give us food to satisfy our needs.
那现在为着在神面前表示我们渴慕的心，所以把这一种神给我们的恩典暂时把它放弃。
But to show God how contrite and afflicted we are, we take away this blessing temporarily.
那这样表示我们的诚意。
And this shows to him our contrite and sincerity before him.
那第三节说，我们不只是祷告，我们禁食祷告，为什么你不看见呢？
But yet in verse 3 here we ask the question, we have fasted but you have not seen us.
你们不，为什么神不理会呢？
Why is it that God does not take notice of our affliction?
那前面不是神说你只要悔改神就要赦免吗？
Did God not say in the previous chapter that as long as you repent I shall return to you?
但是如果我们看第九节。
But if we see verse 9.
请读。五十八章第九节。
Verse 9 of 58, Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness.
到了第九节，就说，那时你求告神，他就必应允。
Verse 9 promises that when we call, the Lord will answer.
那你呼求他，他必说我在这里。
When you cry, he will say, here I am.
那前面神不听，忽然间为什么神说，他要应允，他必说我在这里，要回应我们的祷告。
Why is in the previous verse that the Lord would not listen, but now he promises to answer.
如果我们从第三节一直读到第七节。
If we read from verse 3 all the way to verse 7.
我们就发现一个关键。
We find that there is a key.
就是生活有改变。
Is that we need to change our lifestyle.
悔改有四个步骤。
Repentance requires four steps.
第一个需要知道我有罪。
Firstly, we need to admit we have sin.
那知道我有罪几个方法。
And how do we know we have sin?
第一个神的话就是一面镜子。
Firstly, the word of God instructs us, for it is like a mirror.
跟神的标准不一样，那个就是罪。
Anytime we deviate from the standard of God, that is sin.
第二个。
Second.
圣灵的感动。
The movement of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵为罪自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit shall grieve and shall remind us of our sin.
第三个，良心的自责。
Thirdly, will be the prick of our conscience.
这个要让我们知道有罪。
So that we know where we have done wrong.
第二个。我们要有勇气承认我们是有罪。
And secondly, we need to admit we are sinners.
如果我知道，我不愿意承认。
If we have a first step, knowing that we have sinned, but second, we fail to admit that we have sinned and lack this courage to do so.
这个罪还留在那里。
Then the sin shall remain.
所以在神面前，我承认，我告诉他我所犯的罪。
And so the second step requires to admit to God our sins in front of Him.
我们不需要告诉任何一个人，因为只有神能赦我们的罪。
We don't need to tell anyone else. Only God needs to hear of our confession. For only God can remit us of our sins.
遮掩罪这是不通的啦。唯有一个就来到神面前，我错了。
And it is useless to cover our sins. We can only come in front of His presence to admit our sins.
那第三个就是有能力离开罪。
And thirdly is to have the power to depart from sins.
如果知道我有罪，我也说我有罪，但回到家里面又开始看一些不好的这个网站。
If we know we have sinned, and two, we admit we have sinned, but then in thirdly, we still return to our sinful ways and watch things we should not watch.
那这样啊，以前的悔改也算不了悔改。
Then all of our repentance comes to nothing.
就是我如果觉得这个网站是不好的，我就从此又不看。
If we know that this website is polluting our soul, we should determine never to watch it again.
有一个很实际的行动把它斩断。
And there is a very practical way to cut off these things.
最后一个
Fourthly,
要改变
We need to change.
就是有新的出来
We need to have a new person within.
用好的来取代罪的
To replace the bad with the good.
那在五十八章里面，前面他就是说，他们虽然禁食，还是求利益。在第三节
We see that in chapter 58, though they fast in verse 3, yet they still strive for their own pleasure.
第四节
Verse 4.
互相争竞，以拳头打人。
And they will strive and debate and strike with the fists of wickedness.
也就是说，他在禁食，他的生活没有改变。
And though they were fasting, their lifestyles have not changed.
所以有时候为什么我们一直祷告，一直祷告，也很迫切祷告？我禁食祷告，但是为什么不会发生功效
？But why is it that sometimes we pray so much and we fast and pray, but we find no effect to our prayers？
很可能有一个原因，生活没有改变。
And the primary reason could be because we have failed to change our ways。
生活没有改变，你怎么祷告都没有发生功效。
If we have not changed our ways, no matter how we pray, it will be futile。
我们的生活就变成一块石头挡在前面。
Our life becomes the obstacle, like a stumbling block before our way, before God.
是我们祷告达不到神面前。
And so our prayers cannot reach God.
那这个生活一改变，祷告就发生功效。
But once we remove this obstruction and change our lifestyle, then our prayer shall reach God.
所以我们要祷告，要跟神建立好的关系，要经历一个过程。
And so today, if we really want to draw closer to God, we need to go through process of repentance.
就是在神面前对付我们自己的罪。
We need to handle the sins that we have before God.
神已经应许他要归向我们。
And God has promised if we do so, He should surely return back to us.
神要广行赦免。
And He will show His mercy to us all.
使我们跟他有美好的关系。
So that we can have reestablish a good relationship with Him.
我们看以赛亚书的第二章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章十八节。
第一章十八。
对，十八节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
你的罪如丹一样红，神要使它白如雪。
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
就是被赦免了。
And this is to be cleansed and forgiven.
虽然降红丹颜必白如羊毛。
Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
被赦免了。
This is to be forgiven by the Lord.
因为神是我们的父亲。
Because God is our Father in heaven.
他满有怜悯。
He is filled with mercy and compassion.
他所要的是依着他的意思来忧愁。
What He wants from us is godly sorrow in accordance to His will.
他所要的是为我们自己的心思意念生活行为来做一个悔改改变。
He wants us to mourn and to change our thoughts, our deeds, our speech, our actions, our lifestyle.
那神就可以与我们同在。
Then the Lord God shall abide with us.
所以我们在灵恩布道会要经历过这个过程。
And so through the spiritual convocation, we need to go through this process of sorrow and mourning.
神就会跟你跟我同在。
Then the Lord God shall be with you and with me.
那跟大家同在，教会就有神同在。
And when God is with every one of us, then God is with the church.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we come forward to pray.
我们也为着还有两晚的布道会来祷告。
We pray also for the two more nights of evangelical service.
求神怜悯。
May the Lord God have mercy.
开启一些朋友的心。
That he can open the hearts of the friends who come.
让他们真的道理听得懂。
That they can understand the gospel message.
下得了决心。
That they will determine to turn back to him.
那我们要求圣灵，要求恩典，接受按手，请我们到前面来。
Anyone seeking the grace, the blessing of God, the Holy Spirit, please don't fail to come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.